Best are those of the program host and guest and endorsed products that may be mentioned. Any reproduction or retransmission of this broadcast is strictly prohibited without written consent of WSTU. The phone lines are open. Call in with your questions and comments at 220-9788. That's 220-WSTU. It's time for Stuart Laser Talk with your host, Dr. Tred J. Rezacker.
I'm 5'10" and 242 pounds.
I always say this is the biggest I'm ever going to be, and I said that like 20 pounds ago.
A third of Americans are obese. Another third is overweight.
Obesity is the biggest threat to the health, welfare, and future of this country.
I've always been overweight.
I've got diabetes.
Sleep apnea. Heart disease.
Everything's hurting now.
It's a lot easier to lose weight than it is to keep weight off.
This is probably going to be the first generation of children who are going to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents.
18% of our children right now are obese.
It's not only health, it's about survival and well-being of the United States as a nation.
You don't crave broccoli, and our generation has grown up craving a Big Mac.
I want to think that there's something better for me.
Unless we're able to control this epidemic, we're going to have an abundance of chronic disease.
All of us have to be part of the solution to reduce obesity.
The weight of the nation is out of control, but we can fix that.
If we don't now take this as a really urgent national priority, we are all going to pay a really serious price.
Obesity will crush the United States in oblivion.
Good morning. My name is Dr. Tred Rezacker, and I am a doctor of chiropractic, and I am the owner, the doctor, and a client at the Slim Body Laser Spa of Stuart. We're located on 2311 Southeast Ocean Boulevard, Suite A in Stuart. The phone number is 772-223-5885. Toll-free number 844-DR for Dr. DR. Slim Body, S-L-I-M-B-O-D-Y. You can go online, www.slimbodylaserspa.com. You can see videos about the procedure, contact page, radio show, podcasts. We have blog and lots of likes, and 30-plus video testimonials are on the website. We have a Facebook.com page with a $49 try it out discovery day offer. Can't go wrong with that. We had over 96 leads last month from our Facebook campaign. 96.
That's pretty awesome.
That, I mean, I haven't had 10 leads from any ad in 2 months.
Oh boy.
So to have 96 people, I am swimming in people. I don't even know how to keep track of them all. I told the guy, shut it off. I'm not even contacted the ones from 2 weeks ago. It's a discovery day, $49. Check it out. Feel it. Try it. No obligation to become a client, although we wish you would. But it's one way of getting in and trying it out. It's called Discovery Day, and it's a $49 to reserve your spot. We have a Twitter feed these days. Dr. Dr. Tred DC is my Twitter handle. And all you have to do is... I have a very unique name, Dr. Tred. Put that in the internet, drtred.com, Dr. Tred Laser, Dr. Tred Stuart, and you will come up with gobs and gobs of information about me. Very, very fortunate to have such success here in the South Florida area. So the name of my office is called the Slim Body Laser Spa. And what we're doing there is you can lose 3 to 9 inches of stubborn fat while you lie on your back and listen to music. We are Treasure Coast's number one non-invasive, low-level laser body sculpting center. Going on our 8th year now, coming up on 9 years, can't believe it, and treated, successfully taking care of over 5,000 clients in the last 9 years that we were there. We're averaging a 6 to a 9 inch girth reduction around people's midsections in 9 sessions or 3 weeks. So I went from a 40 waist, big belly Tred, Dr. Tred, to a 36 lean and mean in only 4 weeks, laying on my back using the laser. Now, I also lost weight, and I had to eat less and exercise, and I lost 10 pounds a month for 3 months after I lost all those inches. So the first 4 weeks, I went from a 40 to a 36 waist on the laser, and man, did it jumpstart me to want to be healthier and take better care of myself. At the end of that fourth week, I knew I needed to still lose weight because I'd only lost inches, and I continued with a very sane, sensible diet for myself, and I lost 10 pounds a month for 3 months. At the end of that fourth month, I was down 38 pounds. Completely reversed, turned around my blood sugar issues, had improvement in my energy levels, my fatigue was gone, I was able to reach down and tie my shoes again. You know, I hadn't seen my feet in several years. All I'd look down and see my belly. And, you know, diet cleaned up, and over time, it was 5 years ago, over the last 5 years or so, I've maintained and sustained and contained this weight loss and this body sculpting by using the laser intermittently. Don't use it all the time. I don't have to. But I did in the beginning, and gosh, was it a lifesaver for me. I can't tell you how happy I was. In fact, I was so pleased with the laser, I bought the darn thing. And decided to turn it into an opportunity for the residents and the people in the South Florida, Treasure Coast, Martin County area to come in, embrace the laser, try the procedure, get results, no downtime, no surgery, no pain, no injections, no crazy diets, no meetings to attend, just literally lying on your back, texting away, if that's what you choose to do, well, the laser does the work. It does not get any easier than that. And I can prove it. I can prove it. Who would have ever thought, 10 years ago when I was introduced to this laser lipo machine, that it had such star power? I didn't realize it. I'd never really struggled with weight when I was in my 40s. It wasn't not a big issue for me. And I had seen people, and I'd always thought that weight had a lot to do with eating too much, and that was pretty much the cause of it, you know, simply eating too much. And as I have embraced the profession as a professional weight loss chiropractor, doctor, and I really specialize in this, and I've been, you know, taking the extra effort to pursue this career move for me, I have talked to thousands and thousands of people in one-on-one consultations. And I always start out the consultation by, tell me what we can do for you, of course, and let me ask you a question. As you poke them in the fat, how did this happen? You know, what happened to you? Has it always been this way? Is it something you've had the rest of your life? And to tell you the different stories and scenarios that people come up with, really, a lot of it is to do with overeating, for sure, but not all of it. And it's those ones who are healthy, who have watched their health, who have had a hormonal crisis, something from stress, high cortisol. Maybe they are suffering with adrenal fatigue syndrome, leaky gut syndrome, digestive troubles, chronic, colitis, problems of bowel function, and also pregnancies, children after surgeries. These people struggle more than somebody who hasn't had all these challenges. And for them, that extra weight gain around the midsection is not really because they've been not because they're overeating. It doesn't require overeating to lose your shape. There's a lot of other reasons and causes that are much more hidden that you're not aware of, and that's what I study, and that's what I learn, and that's what I look for. So we're there to have a solution for your weight gain, midsection, unhappy, I don't like the way this looks, problem. And because the procedure is a non-invasive, FDA-cleared, safe laser device, it has no side effects whatsoever. There's no possible chance of the laser creating any heat buildup. It doesn't create any marks after you apply the laser. It doesn't, there's no potential at all for any hardening of the tissue or lumps or bumps that are so common with some of the other non-invasive techniques that are out there. It is easy peasy. It is so non-injurious and safe that you wonder, is it even on? I mean, when we first put the laser on our new clients and it's on, we have to tell them, you know that it's on. Well, I don't feel anything. Well, of course you don't. It's cold laser technology. It's not a hot burning machine. It's cool technology. And we have them take their glasses off very carefully, and then we lift up the Velcro strap so they can see that it's on, because they don't even know that it's on. I mean, I remember Mike, my host here, he didn't know that it was on either, right?
The first time I went through the treatment, I remember sitting there and just spending a good chunk of the first day wondering, did they forget to turn it on? Because it didn't make noise, it didn't produce heat, it didn't produce any sensation whatsoever, and I thought for sure you guys forgot to turn it on.
I know, and you know, we come from a world of no pain, no gain. You see the shows on TV, the Nip and Tuck show, and the huge body makeovers where they're doing surgery and they're sucking and putting that stick underneath the skin. That stuff hurts. And to think that you can have results that are better than those results, that are more sustainable without any pain, is just, it's almost seems like it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
like fake news.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, we are well aware of that there are a lot of myths and misconceptions about this procedure and what we're doing. So we've created a testimonial wall that is absolutely mind-blowing. There's over 350 signed 8x10 testimonials from people that live right in this area. Some of them you're going to recognize. They're leaders in the community, and they have written in their own handwriting their result at the Slim Body Laser Spa, how many inches they lost, how the staff was, what they thought about it. And you just can't deny the truthfulness in their testimonials. I mean, if you go through and read 10 or 15 or 20 of them, you're committed. There's no way around it. It's really just a cost issue if you can afford the procedure or not, because you know it works when you see this. And then you see me and you see my results and the staff and, you know, the 20, 30, 40 people that are coming through every single day to the Slim Body Laser Spa. It's hard to deny that it's a scam. Now, and, you know, my job as the doctor and the owner is to rule out and to make sure that you're a good candidate, because the person who says it's a scam is typically a bad candidate. They have other issues which are affecting their weight gain, their body shape that they're not really able to handle, or they weren't truthful with in their orientation with me. You know, the normal functional person who is really honest about their calories, their alcohol, their sugary snacks, you know, if they're upfront about it and they lay it out there on the table and we can, you know, make some good conscious choices with skill and expertise about how we can manage these types of calories that we know are empty calories, then, you know, the results of the laser, they don't suffer. And the results are phenomenal. And the person who really goes online and says it's a scam typically is someone who's lied about their food intake. I call it straight up what it is. You know, you cannot expect to lose inches and lose weight if you're not willing to make changes to your overall diet. Now, some people's diet is they blame a lot of weight gain, and people blame an enormous amount of belly fat on very ridiculous things. Like, they think it's just because of the wine that they're drinking. They have a glass of wine at night with dinner, and it's that wine that's creating me to have all this extra belly fat. Or I go out on the boat on the weekends, a couple of weekends a month. We like to have some beers, and that's why I'm overweight. Or a person who states that at night I like a few bites of ice cream. I have a little gelato or some frozen yogurt, and that's why I have this belly fat. You know, those issues are possibly contributing factors, but they're typically not the whole picture. It's not really the little bit of ice cream you have or the couple drinks that you have at night. It's really an overall package of sedentary lifestyle, of not exercising enough, skipping meals for the most part. People skip a lot of meals during the day, feeling that they're helping to lose weight because they're not eating. Their choices when they do eat are typically high in sugar and high in fat and high in salt instead of nutritional food that's nutritious and well. And, they're also under a lot of stress, hormonal stress, physical stress, chemical, emotional stress, which leads to, high blood sugar, high body fat. Because when you're under stress, you're producing cortisol, and cortisol is the hormone which prepares you for a fight, prepares you to run, to fight. And anytime you're in a state of anxiety or fear or, extreme depression, which is chemical and physical emotional stress, your body produces high blood sugar to handle the energy needs. You need more energy to survive a fight or to survive that argument that you think you have to do. So your body starts pumping blood sugar into the bloodstream. And if you don't fight or flight, and you don't act on whatever that anxiety is, what happens is that blood sugar has to be cleared and it's stored as fat. Now, if you were to have that anxiety and that anger and that stressful situation and have a healthy response to it, which would be to fight or flight, to move and to change the habit so that it doesn't happen again and again, then that little bit of high blood sugar is not an issue. The symptoms of stress are not a problem. But it's that chronic stress, that chronic repetitive memory, the resentment, the anger that we just can't let go of after a week, 6 weeks, a year, 4 or 5 years, people will still be able to bring up that stressful situation that created them to have the stress. And the body, doesn't know that it didn't just happen. You imagine it, you think about it, you relive it. You live in it's called a refractory period. You live in the refractory period of something that happened to me almost 6 years ago. And that's creating high blood sugar and weight gain and lack of sleep and the whole history of digestive disorders. It's worry and nervous stomach and dyspepsia, gastric irritation, difficulty sleeping. So you're tired and you start blaming it on the bed, the children, my finances, instead of really looking at getting to the cause of the problem, which is stress. And, one of the beautiful parts about the Slim Body Laser Spa and what I'm doing over there is I listen to people. I'm a doctor and I'm very interested in your health and your wellness and your benefit. And as you go through this, I have an enormous, Rolodex of information that you can pull from my 32 years in professional natural holistic practice and all the studies that I've done in the after graduate classes and I live and breathe and think about health and wellness and what people can do to be healthier. And I use lasers and nutrition and whole body vibration, and I'm also a matchmaker for people, not in a relationship way. I am very, very good at determining when somebody needs to see another doctor. Like maybe you could benefit from acupuncture. I had a client come in who came in as a new client and was in his 60s, 62, 63, and worked out very hard most of his life as a successful construction guy who worked as an iron worker, made really good money for many, many years, has retired, and is on disability because of his back. He's waiting for a surgical intervention, which is necessary to stabilize a degenerative condition within his lower back, his spinal column. And, you know, he presented to me with this big belly, and not the type of belly that would be from overeating, which would be a tight belly that's almost like a beach ball stretched out over the skin, you know. His belly was something which was soft and flocculent and very no tonicity at all in his muscles. But the whole rest of his body was very strong and very toned. And his diet was okay, not horrible. No alcohol, no vices that would really lead to excessive belly fat gain. And as I started talking to him, I realized, and I told him, I said, I think your belly, the size of this increased belly is from your back problem. That the nerve supply, which, you know, when you have a chronic lower back problem, as many of you who are listening do have this is the, you know, a chronic low back problem. Maybe it's a disc problem. Maybe it's spondylosis. Maybe it's neuropathy affecting your feet. What happens is that chronic back injury leads to weak stomach muscles. The muscles which support your back are in front of your body too. You've got your back muscles, you know, where you put your hand in the small of your back, but the muscles in the front of your body, your stomach muscles, are also part of the cage, part of the strength of your lower back is those front muscles. And what can happen is when you have a chronic low back injury for many years and it's not being addressed, you can have super loose, flocculent musculature in the front of your stomach to where, you know, your belly is literally just protruding out because there's no muscle tone. And yeah, you can tighten it up. If you lay on your back and somebody says, here, tighten your abdomen, you can tighten it up. But that's not what I'm talking about. Lower back problems lead to loose musculature in the front of the stomach. So, you know, I told him about this. And truthfully, the laser can help, but it's not going to fix the problem. His problem is he's got to get his back looked at, go for that procedure, whatever he has to do so he can start getting healing, because he can't exercise his stomach, he can't lift things because of the back. And this has led to this enormous gut. So I referred him. I referred him back to his orthopedic because he's in a disability claim and they have the coverage. And he was sitting on wanting to get rid of the fat at the same time. And I told him that if he'd go for the procedure and get some treatment for his back, that at the same time, we could start working on the fat in the front of the stomach. And also, my skills as a chiropractor, I can give him advice and exercises and some guidance to help strengthen his back safely, which is something that I'm have a lot of skill at, you know, and we don't charge extra for it. You know, it's just part of the program when you come into Slim Body. I just want to be helpful to people. So he's going to actually give us a call in about 2-3 weeks. He's going to meet with his orthopedic and determine their course of action. And then he's going to come back, and we're going to help resolve this problem. And believe me, I could have signed him up on the spot because he came in for help. And the laser could have helped somewhat, but I really felt it was in his best interest that he handle this lower back problem first, because of the musculature, which is so weak and flaccid. Now, the other problem that happens to people over time is this thing called spondylosis. It's when your lower back, which would be your lumbar vertebra, and your pelvis, which is your tailbone, your sacrum, over years, those joints can become degraded. They can degenerate, they can slip and move out of place, And it can be something that happened from a lifting injury where you maybe you lifted too much weight, or it could have been a fall on your tailbone when you were younger. It could have been repetitive injuries that you've done again and again and again and again over time, called repetitive motion injury. It could be never going to a chiropractor, which I think is a risk in itself, not going, because chiropractor, it's kind of like, well, my teeth didn't last because you have bad teeth? No, because you never believed in a dentist? True. I don't believe in dentistry. I think they're a scam. It seems to be that every time I go, they charge me a lot of money. They want to do a lot of things, and I don't believe in their business model. And my, I know people that live without teeth, and it's like you would never think like that. Dentistry has credibility and a reputation, and if you don't have regular dentistry in your dental health process, the chances are you might lose your teeth when you get older. The same thing goes with back problems and chiropractors. If you've never been to a chiropractor and your back is hurting and it's a problem, your problem isn't because of the fact that you hurt your back. It's because you've never been to a chiropractor for maintenance and for hygiene and to teach you how to take care of your back. That's what chiropractors should do. I know that's what we've done in the past. So over time, people with back problems in their lower back always develop belly fat and weight issues. It could be because they can't exercise like they used to. It could be the fact that they're on medications from the pain, the different pain pills or the anti-inflammatories, which can create, stress. It could also be the fact that they used to be a lot more active, and their ability to walk and to stretch and to exercise is severely curtailed when your back hurts, that you can't exercise, so you gain weight. The other part that happens is when you're not able to get out and exercise as much or be as active, you have a tendency of overeating. You're home all the time. You're feeling bad about your situation, possibly, and it's comfortable to eat food. I look for comfort food. That's why they call it comfort food. And that's a recipe over time to create a serious back problem, which crushes and puts pressure in a huge way onto your spinal cord, onto the nerves which exit the spine in your lower back. Your sacrum, your L5, L4, L3, L2, there's very delicate nerves which must emanate from the spinal cord. And those nerves go down your between the vertebra, and they travel down through the muscles of the back, down through the muscles of the buttock, through the sciatic nerve. They go all the way down to your feet, through the back of your knee, down to your feet. And when you have spondylosis, which is degenerative spinal pathology from years of back problems, and you end up with extra weight and your muscles are out of shape, what happens is your spine starts to crush on top of itself. You need the muscles to hold it apart. As that weakens and the weight increases, now you've got this pinching, this grinding effect, and it creates pain in the leg, pain in the feet. You might call it neuropathy. Some people call it sciatic. Others will get cramping of the feet, restless leg syndrome, where the legs feel like they need to be stretched. They're irritable. They itch. They can jump pain from one leg to the other. It's very, very uncomfortable and literally debilitating. And what gives it relief, this is how you know, what gives a person relief is they sit down. So if I can just sit down for 5 to 10 minutes, I feel better. And then I can get up and walk. But within 5 to 10 minutes to 20 minutes of walking, the pain starts to get unbearable and I have to sit down again. This is a really classical sign of somebody with spondylosis, spinal degenerative pathology, which is affected by weight and their overall muscular tonicity, the strength of their back. And what happens with people that suffer from this is they end up oftentimes at the surgeon's office because the chiropractor maybe didn't give them help as they were hoping. The physical therapist, you see, what my dad used to tell me, who's been a chiropractor for 50 years, he'd say, a specialist is a doctor who knows more and more about less and less. And one of the problems with specialties are they have a tendency of not looking at all the other simple things. So a back problem that leads to neuropathy that's because of, you know, spinal pathology is a very complex problem. It needs a whole team of doctors looking into it. And the team needs to coordinate with each other. They need to talk to each other. They need to share the x-ray results. The chiropractor who deals with alignment should be working on alignment at the same time. A physical therapist should be working on muscle strengthening and flexibility. At the same time, pain management can be involved, and you should start out with pain management like acupuncture first, massage, ice therapy, you know, the pain management that physical therapists do. If that isn't working, then you can go into the, you know, medication along with the orthopedic's opinion. And then that should also be helped with a nutritionist. Somebody has to get in and look at what you're eating and make sure that the food you're eating can build muscle tone back. You want to build strength back into your body, and you can't do it by eating garbage food. You need good, fresh food, which only makes sense if you understand the holistic aspect of people. You need nutrition to build muscle and to build bone back. You need good nutrition. So, you know, at the same time, you might be under a lot of stress and anxiety and fear over the fact that you haven't been able to work because of the injury. Maybe the things that you'd like to do, you can no longer do. Maybe you just spent a bunch of money on a new boat and you realize you can't even climb in and out of it because of your back. And, you know, that's hard to deal with. At least for me, it would be. I like my boating. And, you know, there's a lot of emotional baggage that comes with back problems. I'm not good enough. I shouldn't have let this happen. I've let myself fall apart. So to just treat one part of it, like just the physical part, and ignore the spiritual and the other parts, you're doomed to failure. You know, these problems are very complicated and require a lot more than just one practitioner's knowledge unless they're a holistic based center. You know, even as holistically based as I am, I can't recommend medicine to you, and I don't do acupuncture. I can do alignment. I can do weight loss. I can do whole body strengthening through whole body vibration. I can recommend nutrition, good, clean diet, and also to monitor and manage the case. But ultimately, sometimes you need traction. You might need one of those stretching tables to open up the segments, which, you know, the DRX, these decompression tables. You might also need somebody to help you stretch and to strengthen your back at home. You might need some home care, somebody to look at your house, to go through your house and realize that, hey, you know, this, your mattress is useless. It's lumpy, it's bumpy, it's hurting you. Maybe you have chairs that when you sit back and watch TV, you fall so back far into the chair that you can't get out. And then you have to, stretch your back to get up and out. These are, you could have the best chiropractor, the best orthopedic, the best physical therapist, and then go home at night to a house which is, you know, which hurts your body because of the way it's set up and the way it's designed, from seating to beds to, you know, to routines. That could ruin everything, one little part. You could also have the best chiropractor, the best orthopedic, go in for physical therapy and have a weak, big fat belly of 30 to 40 extra pounds crushing and affecting your back. And they're not going to help you with that. So if you're suffering with anything I'm talking about, you know, come into the Slim Body Laser Spa, do your free consultation, and we'll talk about it. And if there's another doctor, I think, you know, a management plan that I could set up for you to help you with this problem, sometimes is worth the consultation to come in and see what, you know, I will give you my honest opinion as to what can happen. I do have access to three fantastic chiropractors right in the area. I also have something called a deep tissue laser. It's a class 4 healing laser, which is similar to what we use to get rid of belly fat, but these class 4 lasers are repaired damaged tissue using light. Let me repeat that. You can repair damaged tissue that you screwed up, that you busted up, that you fell, that you ignored, that you've abused for years, and take a light from a class 4 laser, red light, and literally repair and heal the tissue damage that you've done over the years. Holy cow. What is more powerful than that? I couldn't even get my mind around it when I was first introduced to the cold laser therapy at my chiropractic office back in 2009. 2008, I think it was. I was introduced to class 4 laser therapy. I was like, why would a chiropractor do laser? That was my question. I had this young chiropractor came into my office. He was covering for a week. I was taking 1 week off in August for lobster mini season. And I needed somebody to cover my office for that week. And there was this, you know, our publications, they have these covering doctors. And this kid comes in. He's in his, like, his, it looked like he was a teenager. He was in his early 30s, and I went over my caseload and showed him what we were going on, and I pointed out the people in pain and what might happen. And he says to me, he says, well, do you have a laser? What do you do when someone's in a lot of pain? And I said, well, you know, you put ice on them. You see them twice a day. If they're not getting better, you send them to a doctor and get some pain meds, you know, and then but you stay with them. Doesn't mean you're going to throw them away. You're going to just, they need help. They're in pain. He says, no, no. He says, you don't have a laser? And I was like, a laser? You mean like one of those eye lasers, a LASIX or something to burn a tattoo off? What are you saying, laser? I had no idea what he was talking about. And he says, no, no, no. He says, these lasers are therapeutic lasers. They're for therapy. They're not for ablation, which is well known what a laser's for. It's a cutting tool. These lasers at a low level energy, a very low energy, are biostimulatory. They reduce pain, they can reduce inflammation, but they also can speed up and help the repair of damaged tissue. And that got my attention. And he says, I was up in an office in Orlando just last week covering this guy's office. He has a huge laser practice. He said he had like 7 people that were doing nothing but lasers to older people, and they were not having to take their medications, you know, for pain. They were treating shoulder injuries and foot injuries and knee problems. And I was like, wow, you know, that is, everybody goes to the doctor and gets an injection, or they get given a handful of pills, steroidal drugs. We all know the side effects, and also the fact that they're not really treating the cause. And he made this blanket statement that said that the laser over time can repair and heal those conditions which you might have had an injection for, or you might have been put on some kind of Oxycontin or some kind of pain pill. And, you know, I'm telling you, that got my attention, because I've been a chiropractor at this point. I was in practice 25 years. And I really don't have any options for people when they hurt their arms, legs, shoulders, knees, and ankles. I mean, ice, rest, don't hurt it again. That's pretty much my therapy. Ice, rest, try not to hurt it again. You know, and obviously people are people, and they end up hurting it again, and the ice doesn't have as much effect, and they end up having injections and taking pills, and they don't even tell me about it. So when he showed me this laser and he told me about it, he gave me a website and I was able to log on. It was called the Microlite ML830. That was the name of the device. And it was FDA approved, not cleared, approved for carpal tunnel syndrome, meaning it works on people with wrist pain. And I went online, I saw the study from GM manufacturer, you know, General Motors loses an enormous amount of money on carpal tunnel syndrome and the surgical repair of it, and then trying to get people back into work, to orient them back into work. Factories are known to have a lot of hand and wrist problems from using those machines. And the use of the cold laser therapy, this ML830, as a treatment for these chronic repetitive injuries to the wrist was absolutely mind-blowingly successful. And as a result of their studies and their testing, they approved the ML830 for carpal tunnel syndrome, and this was in 2006. Now, I was introduced to the ML830 in 2009, 4 years later, and, you know, when I got it, it said, you know, it only had a protocol for the wrist, but let's be realistic. A joint is a joint, whether it's a knee joint or a wrist joint or a shoulder joint, they respond to the same way. And from that original machine, that's where it all began for me, people. And this was, oh my God, you know, this is almost 12 years ago. These lasers have changed my health. They've changed the health of thousands and thousands of people that have been to my pain clinic in the early part, now into the Slim Body Laser Spa. I just can't say enough for these class 3 lasers. If you don't know anything about it, you know, you're living under a rock somewhere and you need to get out and check it out. The laser I'm using at the Slim Body Laser Spa is a lipo laser, and it is really, really effective at shrinking and reducing subcutaneous fat, which is the stuff which accumulates, kind of hangs on the outside of the body, not the deep visceral fat. The visceral fat, you got to eat less and exercise. And we have a program for that also. So what normally happens at the Slim Body Laser Spa is you come in for a consultation, you sit down with me, we watch the video on how the procedure works, and then I ask some very specific targeted questions about your overall health, what's your concern, what are you trying to help here, medications you might be on, any prior health problems, surgeries. And if you're a person that's a good candidate, I will tell you so. If you're somebody who needs a referral to somebody else, like maybe a gastric bypass doctor, I can help you with that too. And then if we agree to the program, what happens is you prepay for the plan, 9 sessions in 3 weeks, you prepay, and then you're brought into the room where we take pictures of your area, and then we do measurements, very exacting measurements, and then you'll be put into a private room for 30 minutes, which is where we apply the laser, and it's private, it's relaxing, you go to sleep, we move it around, 3 different spots in the 30 minutes. At that point, you're remeasured again. Most people in the first treatment will lose an inch in girth in 3 spots, which is pretty huge. If you've never lost an inch in 30 minutes, it's huge. And then from there, you then go into the vibration area, the whole body vibration room, and there's 3 plates that you stand on, and you watch a nice little nature DVD, because everybody loves the nature videos. And what the vibration plate does, it burns the calories. It burns the energy from the process. And within that 10 to 20 minutes, you've burned the energy. You've got another 2 hours now where you want to exercise, drink plenty of water, because you want to flush out those fatty acids. And then you just repeat that every other day for 3 weeks. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. At the end of the 3rd week, at the 9th session, more measurements are taken, more pictures are taken, and you have completed your 3-week program at the Slim Body Laser Spa. At the same time, you're given a nutritional evaluation during the process. You're given protein supplementation to get you if you need to eat better, and also a food plan, which is specific for you, not something we're trying to sell you. We don't sell food products, and we don't sell supplements. We teach you how to go to Publix and make good decisions, and also how to eat out and not make the worst decisions. And that's pretty hard to do when you live on canned food or food that's being shipped to you. At the end of that program, you're considered an alumni. You are now a graduate of the Slim Body Laser Spa, and you've lost inches, you've lost weight, hopefully, and now you can get on with your life, or you can choose to purchase more sessions. And the sessions are a 66% discount from the original plan, which is a perk. It's a deal. Now, no matter how long it's been since you had your first initial lipo plan, you can always come in and use the alumni plan at a sharp discount. We had a client the other day who had come into the spa back about 4 years ago and got fantastic results, did the 9 sessions, lost, I think it was like 10 inches and 3 or 4 pounds, looked better, felt better, and went back up north, which is where she's from, and in the next 2 years, her husband got sick, and she had to take care of him, and the stress, and then the getting off of her diet, she gained some of that weight back. And this was 3 years after she had came to the spa. So she showed up near the end of the winter here, and she'd brought in a check made out to the Slim Body for the full amount of her first plan, which was $2,800. And when she came in, the girls looked at it, Googled, put her name into the search, into our database, and it showed that she'd already had the program. But we didn't offer the alumni back then. This was 4 years ago. We would have people come in and sign up again, but it was pretty much as if they were starting over again. Now, our policy is that the alumni is a 66% discount if you're an alumni. And she hadn't been in 4 years. So really, it ended up being $880 to come back in for 9 sessions at the discounted rate for the alumni. And she had a check for $2,800 and was ready to start. And the girls, I said, oh, no, it's $880. Well, but doc, she's she doesn't know about the alumni. I said, yeah, but that's not right. Everybody knows about it. Now she knows. So we wrote up another check. She did it for $880, and that was one of the perks and one of the gifts that she had received by becoming a client. And this is what we do for people. Once you're through the first process and you know how it works, you've been through the food plan, you've gotten results, you're not a problem in any way, shape, or form, as far as being there in the office. And we offer you that alumni program. And as long as we're here and there, we will always offer you the alumni. So that's what we're doing there. It's called the Slim Body Laser Spa. My phone number is 772-223-5885. You can go online at slimbodylaserspa.com, hit the contact page, send us an email that you'd like to come in and schedule your free consultation. We do offer a $49 discovery day if you want to try it once just to see if it works. We don't mind that. We would rather you come in for the free consult and do the plan. I think when you come in and see all the testimonials and see the 5 stacks of books I have, which have over 200 referrals in each book, times 5, we have 350 testimonials on the wall and another 200 in the books. It's really hard to not see yourself in one of those people and realize that they were skeptic also. They were not sure if it was going to work. They had the same disgusting feeling about their body parts before they came in, that they too were very busy and they were looking for a faster, easier, softer way to lose weight or to slim and trim. You'll see that when a lot of our clients, we've had a lot of clients who have been recently diagnosed with a weight-related health problem, such as type 2 diabetes, vascular disease, high blood pressure, cholesterol, HDL, LDL, and they want to stop taking these drugs. When you see those testimonials, you'll see, you know, dozens of people who have lessened their blood pressure medications, their cholesterol meds have come down, their blood sugar has improved as a result of losing weight at the Slim Body Laser Spa. We also have testimonials of people that have chronic health problems. One of the testimonials up there is a guy with Parkinson's disease. He'd suffered Parkinson's for 20 years. When he came in, he was stooped over, bent in a 45-degree angle with a walker. He shuffled his feet, and most of the weight he was carrying was around his midsection, his belly. And he did the laser. This guy, I have the testimonial. It's right there when you come in the office. He lost 15 inches of fat around his midsection. And that is 5 inches in girth in 3 spots. So if you took a tape and you measured the lower abdomen, his belly button an inch above, he had a 5-inch girth reduction in 3 weeks. He did the whole body vibration. When he was finished after the 3rd week, he was standing up only with about a 10-degree bend forward. He didn't even have to use the walker. He had so much more balance and strength in his body from using the whole body vibration plate because he couldn't exercise. And when you stand on the plate, you're exercising. And as a result of that, I mean, he wrote this beautiful testimonial. How many people do you know that suffer with that? Anyway, we'd appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week from Slim Body Laser Spa.